Soldiers in Mali's capital mutinied on Tuesday and have taken the president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and the prime minister, Boubou Cisse, into custody. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says the president was arrested at his house in Bamako on Tuesday and taken to a military center in the town of Kati, 15 kilometers away. The prime minister was taken to the same camp. Gunfire erupted at the Kati base earlier in the day. A reporter in Mali told VOA English to Africa that soldiers went on the rampage, this is a direct quote, got to the arsenals, got to the guns, started shooting in the air, went out and cut off access to the camp. End quote. No casualties have been reported in the unrest. Earlier Tuesday, the Norwegian embassy in Mali warned that a mutiny in the armed forces was underway, and several embassies warned their nationals to stay home. The U.S. embassy in Bamako has told staff to shelter in place and warned Americans to stay away from areas of demonstrations or police and military activity. Opposition supporters have held large protests since June calling for President Keita's resignation. Clashes between security forces and protesters in July killed at least 11 people. Critics blamed the president for a faltering economy and for failing to stop an 8-year Islamist insurgency in the north. Tensions escalated in April after the Constitutional Court overturned results from a disputed parliamentary election, allowing Keita's party to take a majority of the vacant seats. Jill Biden is set Tuesday night to try to persuade U.S. voters why they should elect her husband of 43 years, former Vice President Joe Biden, as the country's next president. The Democrats are conducting a virtual convention this week. You're listening to VOA News. Judges at a UN-backed tribunal have found one man guilty of the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Three other men have been acquitted. The Netherlands-based tribunal found Salim Jamil Ayash guilty on all counts, including the intentional homicide of Hariri and 21 bystanders, and the attempted murder of 226 other people who were injured. He was also convicted of the conspiracy to commit a terrorist act using explosives. But the court said it could not find beyond a reasonable doubt that three other defendants were part of a conspiracy. None of the four defendants, all low-level Hezbollah operatives, have been seen in years. They were tried in absentia. Reacting to the conviction of the one man, Rafik Hariri's son, former Prime Minister Saad Hariri, issued a statement. He said, for the first time in the history of the many political assassinations that Lebanon has witnessed, the Lebanese know the truth, and for the first time, true justice has prevailed. The head of the U.S. Postal Service will testify Friday before the Republican-led Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. That's according to a panel spokesman who confirmed the news on Tuesday. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy faces bipartisan criticism, asserting he's made changes that have slowed mail deliveries just months before the November 3rd presidential election. Before leaving his Midwestern campaign swing, President Donald Trump told reporters on Monday it is prudent to point out that absentee ballots are mailed in the exact same way that the proposed mail-in ballots will be. The Postmaster General, who took control of the agency in June, previously agreed to testify next Monday before the Democrat-led House Oversight Committee. The Senate Intelligence Committee has concluded that the Kremlin launched an aggressive effort to meddle in the 2016 presidential contest on behalf of U.S. President Donald Trump, as the Republican-led panel on Tuesday released its fifth and final report in its investigation into election interference. The Senate panel described its report, totaling more than 1,300 pages, as the most comprehensive description to date of Russia's activities and the threat they posed. Bipartisan investigation lasted almost 3.5 years, much longer than the other probes. The report purposely does not come to a final conclusion, as the other reports did, about whether there's enough evidence that Trump's campaign coordinated or colluded with Russia to sway the election to him and away from Democrat Hillary Clinton, leaving its findings open to partisan interpretation. More on this and other story at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to the news.